Okay, we're holding Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph for the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Harei gita chamanas shetitnan li masayim zuz. The man says to his wife, here's your get, on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Harei zim gurashis v'titeh. So, she's divorced, but she has to give the money. What does that mean? Does that mean the divorce only takes effect once she gives him the money? Or does it mean it's a t'nai to be done later? That's the first thing the Gemara is going
to
talk about.
We'll see.
What if he says, on condition that you give me the 200 zuz within the next 30 days, then only if she gives it to him within the 30 days is she megoreshes, otherwise not, because the t'nai was not fulfilled.
That's not the same?
No, it's not. The first one, there was no time limit. So she could give it to him a year later, and then the second case is, unless it's done within the 30 days, no good. Amrib Shimon Gamliel, Maiseb Sidon, it happened in Sidon, or Sidon, whatever is the name of the place. But Echad Sha'amala Ishte Hareza Gitech Manasu Tipni Leith Kalisi. Somebody says to his wife, here's your get, and it'll take effect on condition that you give me my Itzkalis, a cloak or some garment like that. But I'll get Itzkalis, but then the Itzkalis got lost, so she wasn't able to give it to him. But Amrib Chachamim Tipni Leith Tamea, and Rib Shimon Gamliel is reporting that the Chachamim of that time said, fine, she can give him the money, and that'll fulfill the tonight. Which we'll talk about in the Gemara, what the relevance of the story is to the rest of the Mishnah, and what and tomorrow the Gemara will deal with who that halacha is like. I've seen people relate it to the word stole, like a meat stole or something, or like a cloak, like a fancy cloak or something like that. Could also be related to the word talis, whatever. It means some kind of outer garment. Yeah, there's that too. Yeah. So now, my betitin, what does it mean that she's divorced but betitin, she has to give? Rav Huna Amar Behit Titin, Rav Huna says that it means that it's just a t'nai. She has to, the get takes effect retroactive when she gives him the money.
The
200 zuz. The 200 zuz thing. So Rav Huna is saying that it means like this. He gave her the get in Nisan. She only ended up giving him the money in here. However, when she gives him, she does have to give him the money in order for the t'nai to be fulfilled, otherwise it's not a get, that's for sure. But when she gives him the money in Nisan, retroactively she's divorced back in Nisan when she actually received the get. Rav Yehuda Amar Lichshatikin. Rav Yehuda says no, it means when she actually gives the money, it takes effect. So in here, then that's when she'll be fulfilled. Hey, maybe now, what's the practical difference? The difference would be, what if in between the get got ripped up or it got lost? Because if you say the get is only going to take effect in here when she gives the money, if you can say that the get only takes effect in here when she gives the money, then the get has to be in existence at that time, otherwise it can't be chal. Whereas if you say that once she gives the money, retroactively it was valid from Nissan, okay, the get doesn't have to actually exist right now or be in her possession or what have you. So therefore, that's the thing. If the get got lost in between, Rav Huna Amar Behit Titin, meaning, Enes Tuchei Menu Get Sheni. So she has to give the money, and when she does, it takes effect from the beginning. He doesn't need a second get to replace the one that got lost. Because the get did actually, it was pending over there until the money was given. Rav Yehuda Amar Lichshatitin Tuchei Menu Get Sheni, whereas Rav Yehuda says, no, when she actually gives the money, since the original get is gone, he's going to need to write her a new get and give it to her. So the Gemara says, it's not an Abigabi Kedushin Tayagab. Now this machloikas that we have between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, we have a similar machloikas when it comes to Kedushin, because you can have a similar case. Kedushin can also be done all tonight. And we'll learn about it in a few months, says the Shem, in Kedushin. This time, we learn in a Mishnah there. Somebody says to a woman, you're Mekodesh to me on condition that I give you 200 zuz. Now, here it's the other way around. Here, with the get, he's saying that she has to give him the money in order for it to take effect. There, it's the other way around. He says that the Kedushin that I'm doing now will be in effect only if I give you 200 zuz. She has to receive it. So, same thing. Right. The Mishnah says, Harei Mekodesh is V'yitin. She's Mekodesh, and he has to give. She's Mekodesh, but he has to give. So again, the Itmar, and we have the same discussion over there. My the Yitin, what does it mean? And he has to give. Rabbi Huna Omer Hu Yitin, Rabbi Huna Omer Lachshi Yitin. Again, same thing. Rabbi Huna says it means that eventually he has to give the 200 zuz, and when he does, the kedushin is in effect from the beginning. On the other hand, Rabbi Huna says Lachshi Yitin, when he gives the 200 zuz, that's when the kedushin will take effect. Up until then, she's not an Asher Zayin. Okay, my binayu. Again, we can ask what's the nafkamina between them then. And the difference would be, it could be not a shaposhka yod of a kibbutz kedushin re'acher. The difference would be, what if in between? So again, he was mekadesh her nissen. He gives her the 200 zuz in ear. If in between, she accepted kedushin from somebody else before he actually gave her the 200 zuz. So, Rav Huna amar v'hu yitein t'na v'almahu. Rav Huna says he has to give, meaning that it's just a t'nai, mekayim t'nai v'adil. Well, so that's the question. In other words, what does she consider? According to Rav Huna, that's the thing. Let's read the words. Rav Huna amar v'hu yitein, meaning t'na v'almahu, all we have is a t'nai. The original kedushin are in effect from the beginning. There's just a pending based on a t'nai, which has yet to be fulfilled. Mekayim t'nai v'adil. Therefore, he goes, he fulfills his t'nai, and that's it. He goes in the sense that the kedushin was valid from the beginning. She's married, and therefore the kedushin from the second guy has no effect. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lichshi Yitin, meaning Lichshi Yoyv Lo to have a kedushin, only when he gives her the 200 zuz will the original kedusha kesef or what have you that he did be valid. Lichshi Yoyv Lo to have a kedushin. Hashem, I have a kedushin right now. It's not kedushin. Therefore, she accepted kedushin from somebody else. Fine, that person's kedushin took effect. The original person didn't. So we have the same machloekas. Now Tosfos points out, why didn't the Gemara use the same nafkamina in the case of the get? Instead of saying the case is that the get got lost, ripped up, or what have you, say the same kind of thing. She accepted kedushin from somebody else during that time. Is that kedushin valid or not? Is she still an Eishes Ish to her first husband, or is she a pnuya? So Tosfos says yes, the Gemara could have actually used that, could have just as well used that as a nafkamina as well. The Gemara chose a different one. One reason that some achronim talk about is because a get getting lost during that month is a very common thing. That all of a sudden during that month, okay, that may help a little. Thanks. All of a sudden that during that month she should accept kedushin from somebody else. That's a little less common. With that said, there are other rishonim. I think the Rosh talks about that. No, actually, the Gemara didn't use that by the case of get, because even if we take the view of Rav Huna that retroactively she was divorced all that time, we're still not going to say that she should be able to accept kedushin from somebody else, and it will for sure be a valid kedushin. At best, it might be a suffix kedushin. She may end up needing a get from both of them. She has the original get from her first husband, and she may need a get to be on the safe side from the second guy in case it wasn't Chal.
So
it's a suffix kedushin. No, not necessarily, because the question is during that month. What if she never ends up giving him the 200 zuz, then it's not a get. So therefore, at the time, the kedushin were not really able to fully be Chal. So therefore, you can argue that you can't really use that as a nafkamina, because you can't for sure say that those kedushin would be valid kedushin. But in the case, the case where the get actually got lost or whatever, that's a straightforward nafkamina that everybody would agree to.
Have a way to go?
What do you mean? I mean, we live it until 9:30. Okay, the Gemara says it's tzricha. We actually need, so we have the same machlokas here in Yitzin, and we have the same machlokas in Kedushin. Why do they need to have the same machlokas in two places? Well, tzricha, we need it in both places. The Iyashmin and Gabi Kedushin, because if we only had it told by the case of Kedushin, then you would say, Bahar Kamar Rav Huna v'hu Yitin, you would say that in that case, Rav Huna would say that the kedushin are in effect right away. It's just the chalois of it is pending until he gives the 200 zuz. Mishum de v'karuva kasi, because what is he trying to do? He's trying to be mekadesh her. He wants to be close to her. He wants to marry her. Therefore, we could take the view that Rav Huna would say he wants the kedushin to really retroactively be in effect from when he actually did the original kedushin, originally gave her the money, the shtar, or what have you. And he doesn't want that during that time somebody else should be able to be the kedushin. Aba gaba gerushin de la chukka kasi. When it comes to gerushin, where he's trying to separate himself from her, and with Pashtus we should assume that he's trying to delay things. He wants to slow down the process. Just he would think maybe he would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that in that case the Gerushin should not even begin to take effect till the 200 blues is paid. The Iyashmin Gabi Gerushin, conversely, if we only had the Machloikas by Gerushin, our Mishnah, we would say Bahaka Amar of Huna Behi Tiking. Fakesh, we would say that we could use another logic, that Rabbi Huna would say in our Mishnah Behi Tiking that the Gerushin is in effect from the beginning, but she has to at some later date pay the 200 zuz. The difference is Mishnah be like Kostis Lamitbar, because he won't be embarrassed to go and dun her for the money. It's not Lamitbar in the sense it's not necessarily something that he can actually dun her and paste in. There was no Kenyan or any such thing. But he won't have since they're divorced anyway. He won't have any qualms about going later and asking Nigu, where's my money. You still need that in order for the tonight to be fulfilled. So therefore, you could argue, Fakir, Rav Huna might take... So one logic was that Kedushin, he's trying to be Mekarev her, Gerushin, he's trying to be Merakak her, therefore he's trying to delay things. On the other hand, you could also take the view that when it comes to Gerushin, he doesn't mind the Gerushin taking effect right away, because it doesn't matter. The 200 zuz, okay, I have no problem later on going and demanding the 200 zuz from her.
Yeah, either way.
That's the point. But when it comes to kedushin, where after all, I mean, once the original kedushin was done, they're already to a certain extent husband and wife. She might be embarrassed to go and ask him to go and ask him for the money in order for the kedushin to fully be chal. Maybe we would say then Rav Huna would agree with Rav Yehuda in that case that. Only when the money is delivered, only when the 200 zuz is delivered, only then does the kedushin take effect. So we don't want that he'll have given her kedushin in Nissan. Meanwhile, a month later, when by which time he should have already given her the 200 zuz, she's too embarrassed to ask for it.
So the kedushin is not
chal. If she never asked for it, the kedushin would never be chal. But the point is that therefore we might say maybe we think that in the case of kedushin that Rav Huna would rather agree with Rav Yehuda that in that case rather than having the kedushin that are pending over there and eventually he has to give the 200, but she may be too embarrassed to ask for it. Better maybe we should just say the kedushin only chal at the end after he actually delivers it to her. Maybe he would agree. So that's why we need both to go. So we need both machlokes in order to clarify Rav Huna's opinion. We also need them both in order to clarify Rav Yehuda's opinion, because the iashmin and gabi kedushin. Because again, let's go through. If we were only told in the case of kedushin, you would say b'ha'kamer Rav Yehuda lichshiyitin. Only in that case, you could argue that Rav Yehuda would say that the kedushin only even begin taking effect. Before that, there's no kedushin at all when he gives the money. Same logic we just said according to Rav Huna, because she may be embarrassed to ask him for it. So we don't want that there should be a kedushin hanging there in the air on something that may end up not being delivered because she may be too embarrassed to ask for it. But again, by Gerushin, he has no embarrassment to... There are cups over here. By Gerushin, he won't be embarrassed to ask her for the money. Now, again, you could argue that by Gerushin, maybe he would agree with Rav Huna that it doesn't matter whether the money was delivered now or later. The Gerushin can be in effect, beginning to be in effect now and be pending, depending on the 200 zuz.
Because he won't
mind asking her for it. So therefore, we know it's going to happen. He has smichus das. He has smichus das that's going to happen. He would give her the get now, knowing that it's not going to take effect until she gives the 200 zuz, and knowing that he has smichus das, he has reason to he has a strong reason to expect that he will eventually get that 200 zuz. Not just because without it there's no get, but because he, which she knows, granted, but because he will go and remind her of it. Whereas in the case of Gerushin, in the case of Kedushin, she may not remind him of it. She may be too embarrassed to. You would think maybe in the case of Gerushin, maybe he would agree with Rav Huna that it should take effect right away. And the Iyashmin and Gabi Gerushin, if we were only told Rav Yehuda's opinion when it comes to Gerushin, that only when the 200 zuz are delivered, only then does the get begin to take effect. You would say, again, the same logic in reverse as we use for Ravona, that in the case of Gerushin, he's trying to distance her from himself, so therefore maybe we would argue he wants to delay the process. Avo
Gabakidu.
So Rashi says a Mustama Bakoshi Humagarsha. No, Rashi says a Mustama Bakoshi Humagarsha. Rashi says we can assume. Obviously you can have many different cases where a person is giving a get. I mean, there can be the cases where he's doing it as a get shimmeran, whatever, but fine, then he's not going to do it on the basis of 200 zuz. Rashi uses the expression, the sama bakoshi umagarsha. We can assume if he's making such a tnai, he's probably only being the garisha grudgingly. And that's why he's putting the 200 zuz thing. So therefore, he may be trying to spin out. Right. Yeah. So therefore, he's trying to spin out. So therefore, maybe he's trying to spin out the
Kuterashi.
Where?
The
Kuterashi. The Lachorfu Kasi. The like Gomel, okay. The like Gomel, the Mavigita, where's the Rashi?
The Lachorfu of Wood.
Okay. Balkama Jumu Gureshis Miyad. Like Hosha Shabal. Yeah. The like Gomel, the Mavigita, okay. So he doesn't definitively determine that it should be a get. Achetitin, until she gives it. Ula Yispai, okay, this is a Rashi from Pedershin, in the same Soviet Pedershin. Ula Yispai Subentayim, maybe they'll make up. In between. Because the person is not so quick to distance his wife from himself. Okay. Yeah, okay. Whatever it is. Fine. Okay. But again, if he was eager to be rid of her, he wouldn't be saying I'm not shitting in my time. He'd just say he was a death and good riddance. So the very fact that he's making such a tonight and you have to remember 200 zuz is a lot of money. You know, we've learned all over the place. 200 zuz is
50,000.
I don't know what it is in modern terms exactly, but whatever it is, it's supposed to be enough for a person to live on for a year.
What if it's on advice? How come he asks for money?
Fine, whatever. He's making, we'll learn about other tsunami later, but whatever, he's
asking for money.
Okay, maybe fakir. Maybe he wants to show her, look how important you are to me. I wouldn't give you up for less than 200 zuz. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. All right, anyway. Whatever, anyway. So, Okay. Abogaba Kedushin delivered over cost. When it comes to Kedushin, where he's trying to bring her close, he wants to get married to her. Maybe you would think he agrees with Ravuna that he would rather that the Kedushin are chal as soon as possible. And what about the money that he has to deliver to her? He'd rather just that that'll be in the form of a tnai, where later on it'll take effect retroactively, but meanwhile he doesn't want to leave her open to being miscaddish by somebody else. So because therefore we need both machlokas and to clarify Ravuna's position and Ravuna's position.
He really wants to marry her immediately with
Kate. Fine, then he wouldn't make the 200 zuz tnai. Okay, fine. Whatever it is, she was only willing to marry him for that. Okay, whatever. You could always find scenarios. Makes what the Gemara says. Now I have a contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa says, "Hareza gita chamanas shetitnei masayim zuz." If somebody says, "Here's your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz," alpapishin nikra get eishonei. But even if the get was ripped or lost before the 200 zuz was delivered, migureshes, she's still considered divorced. However, well, acha like she's not shetitnei, but she can't marry somebody else until she gives. So she gives the money, because if she doesn't end up giving it, then it's a get bottle, then she's still an Ashish fish.
How long does it have to be before the bottle?
If you didn't give a time limit, then it could be indefinitely. But whatever it is, But if at some, in other words, if she were to accept condition from somebody else before the 200 zuz is given, what happens if she never ends up giving? What happens if she never ends up giving? Then it's a get bottle. So she can't be. She can't.
My question: when is it going to be possible? When she accepts a kiddushin from somebody.
No, not when she accepts kiddushin from somebody else.
So
but there's no specific time limit. But what if it if it ends up happening by the end of their lives? We see she looks to be 90 years old, and she never ends up giving him the 200 zuz. Well, then she was an Ashish fish all this time. That's what it means. Well, achalot shinasi. She's not allowed to marry somebody else, because if she were to marry somebody else. And then, meanwhile, things happen, she goes bankrupt, whatever, she's never able to pay the 200 zuz, it winds up that she's been an Ashish issue with Mazana. So that's one braisa. So first of all, from that braisa, we see that even if the get was ripped up, then still, as long as eventually she pays the 200 zuz, then it's still a valid get, which fits with Rav Yehuda, with Rav Huna, rather, Rehi Kitin. It doesn't fit with Rav Yehuda. And then we have another braisa. He says, here's your get, on condition you give it, you give me 200 zuz, umes, and then he died. If she gave the money before he died, then she does not, she's not a shemeres yavam. She doesn't, there's no zifer because she's properly divorced. If she didn't give it while he was alive, it's kukala yavam, then she is zakuk, then she's a shemeres yavam. She can't give it, giving it to the yorshim wouldn't fulfill the tonight because he said, I want you to give it to me. Reb Shimon Gamliel, no. He says, she can just as well give the money to his father, to his brother, to one of the other relatives. So what's the machloek? That's fine. If the Tanakhama holds when he says Li, I want the 200 zuz means me, not my heirs. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says fine. When he say to me, it can also include my heirs. It means to me, but if I'm not around, then to my heirs. That would be Rav Shimon Gamliel's thing. But the point is, it's not hobby. But everybody seems to agree that it's a tonight. That the get itself takes effect from the get itself takes effect retroactively from when it was given, because now how can you prove that?
Okay.
Let them
go the other way.
That's fine. Yeah. Fine. We'll live. We've managed the worst situation. Okay. The point is this, Rashi says. The point is this. We know ain't get lachamisa. If you, and Shimon Gamliel, of course, agrees to that also. That's a black letter halacha. If you're going to tell me that, according to Rav Yehuda, the Amora, that the get only takes effect when the 200 zuz are given, meaning before that the get is there's no halos of the get yet, well then, if she only gives the money to his yoshim, that's get lachamisa. That doesn't work. So obviously, it has to be that both the chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel agree that the get has to be able to take effect while he's still alive. And how is that? Only if even if the money may be delivered after he's dead, which okay, according to the Tanakhama, you can't do anyway, but because it's tonight, not. But and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can, because the word Li includes my yoshim as well. But either way, the get will have then retroactively taken effect from when he was alive. That's the only way it can work.
And this again affects that the person is dead, just wondering, the text is the Yivam.
Yeah. I saw an interesting thing by the way on this the vort brought from Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan Inspector. We're saying over here a case where Rav Shimon Gamliel mentions that she can give it to his yoshim, to his father or his brother. If there's a brother, then there's no issue of Yibum or Chalitza anyway. Why is he mentioning a brother? And he says from here you have proof of a concept which is brought in many places. There's a big machloek that's a Rishonim. If a person
has brothers, no Yibum.
If there's a brother, then what is it? If there's a brother, then there needs to be Yibum. Why is Rav Shimon Gamliel specifically mentioning giving to the brother? So he says, there's a mumer, a meshumer, Rahman Laflan, is he subject to the dinim of Yibum and Chalitza? If a person dies and his only remaining brother is a meshumer, does his wife need Chalitza from such a guy? I'm reading somebody who's shmadlich. Based on this Gemara over here, he says we have a proof that not. We're saying over here that she'll give him the 200 zuz, fine, the issue is not so much whether a mumer, whether there's an issue of Yibum or Chalitza. There is that, but there's also the question, can he yarshin?
Okay,
so we can have a situation over here where he's not supposed to be a Yorish, So therefore, when we say you give it to the brother as a Yodish, we mean exclusive of him, but he still exists, and therefore you need to get out of the situation of Chalitza. I think that's how it went. Now that I think of it, I may have.
Yeah.
because that's, so that's what I'm saying. There's a machloekas. There's a machloekas that are showing him whether it was mumer, whether you need chalitza or not. The generally established halacha is that you do, and you can find many cases in literature. You can find many cases of chalitza teshuvas of situations where a person's only surviving brother was a meshumlet, and when what the wife has to do.
Yeah, so we had a case where the guy was nicey with the king, right? Shmayim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, there we did. You should have a sister, right? Yeah. Okay. So, to Rav Yehuda. So, this seems to be a contradiction against Rav Yehuda, who says that the get is only going to take effect when the 200 zuz are delivered. Amalach Rav Yehuda, Hamani Rebbe. So, Rav Yehuda will tell you, you know what this braisa is according to Rebbe. The Amar Avona Amar Rebbe, Kol Omer Amanas to Omer Ma'achshav Gami. Rebbe holds that when you say Almanas, when you say this should happen Almanas on condition that such and such. Now, there's something which is which we'll talk about. The Gemara will talk about it tomorrow and over the next couple of days about all the dinim of tznai. You need tznai kopul, hein toidim lavav, all that good stuff. Then there's a different way of making a tznai where you say this should happen almanach that on condition that. That's a different kind of tznai. You don't need to repeat it. You don't need hein toidim lavav. You don't need nothing of that. If you say almanach, Rebbe says, then that's ka'oma me'achshav dami. It's the equivalent of saying that I want it to start taking effect as of now.
So what's the
truth of the Rabbi Yehuda? The truth of the Rabbi Yehuda is that, is again, you can't have the get take effect lachamisa. According to him, the get only takes effect when the money is delivered. Now, how is Rav Shimon Gamliel saying that you can deliver it to the Yoshim and you're good?
Even if it's retroactive?
No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not retroactive. So Rabbi Yehuda is telling you that is machloikas Rebbe and the Chachamim on this topic. When you say almanach, when you say, here's your get, almanach, which is with the expression the Mishnah used, that you give me 200 zuz, Rebbe holds that means it takes effect right away. Or Breisa, then, the two Breisas that we just quoted are going according to that. Hopefully, you're Rabbanan Alei. However, the Rabbanan argue with Rebbe. They say that saying Almanach does not mean it takes effect right away. But I know that. I'm a Rabbanan good, so I say like the Rabbanan. So these Breisas are no contradiction to me. The Amr of Zera, furthermore, of Zera says on this, Kiabinan Babel, when we, meaning I, the Pashtus, was in Babel, of Zera. No, so that's the thing. So this whole statement of Rav Shimon Gamliel that you can give it to the Yoshim, or even the Rabbanan who are saying you can't give it to the Yoshim only because Li means implies below the Yoshai, is only according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, Almanach is a ma'achshav gami. Therefore, it's not taking effect when the money is given. It's taking effect retroactively while he was alive. Eventually, when she pays, then it takes effect retroactively when he was alive. So then the only machlokas is whether it's possible to give it to the Yoshim and still have that be mekayim b'tnai. Rabbi Yehuda would be saying, like the Chachamim, that saying Almanach is not ka'im ma'achshav gami. And therefore, if you say Almanach shetikni mafayim zuz, and she only gives the money after he dies, both the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree it's no good. Not because leave below the Yerushai or any of that, but because they didn't get Lachamisa. The Amr of Zera, further Rav Zera says on this, Ki Avinan B'Bavo, when we were in Bavo, Rav Zera grew up in Bavo and later on moved out in Israel. He's the famous one they fasted for 40 or 100 or whatever it is fast to forget the Talmud Bavli so you could learn the Talmud Yerushalmi. Anyway, Amrinan, we used to say, that when we were in Bavo, we thought that when Rav Huna says in the name of Rebbe that Kol Omer Amanas Kol Ma'achshav Dami, that Pligu Rabbanan Alei, that the Rabbanan argued with him, and in that case, then Rav Yehuda has a way of answering himself that he's going according to Chachamim. However, when I went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachti the Rav Asi, I found Rav Asi, the Yosef Akalim Meshmei the Rav Yechanan, he was sitting and saying in the name of Rav Yechanan, Hakol Moidim Omer Amanas Kol Ma'achshav Dami. No, actually, everybody agrees that if you say Amanas, it's the equivalent of saying Ma'achshav. We thought that there's an achlokas on that. Rebbe holds that it's Omer Ma'achshav, that Rabbanan hold that not, that Rabbanan hold it's like an ordinary, that Rabbanan hold it's which could fit with what Rav Yehuda is saying, that it takes effect only later on when the Tanai is fulfilled. But now when we went to Eretz Yisrael, we found out that not. Rav Yehuda says that everybody agrees to that. The Chachamim and Rebbe. Lo nechlaku elav mehayoyim ola achamisa. The machloikas rather between the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rebbe, rather, is on the case where you say ma'ayoyim ul'acham misa, a case that we talked about a couple of mishnayos ago, a couple of days ago, where you say that this get, or whatever it is, should take effect ma'ayoyim, as of now, ul'acham misa, and after death. So that, we learned the other day in the Mishnah, that we had the Rabbanan questioning.
We said that
we had a machlokas of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi versus Rebbe. That, the question of, is it considered, it's a suffix, whether it's a tnai or a chazara, is it a tnai that you mean for it to take effect when the guy's saying, when I die, then retroactively it should take effect mehayom, as of now, or is it chazara, is it that you're changing your mind, you first thought to say mehayom, as of now, and later on you changed your mind and said, l'acham it should only take effect after the death. Or do we say that not? According to Rebbe, no. It's definitely a tnai, and therefore, and it takes effect retroactively. That's the machlokas Rebbe is trying to say. The Gemara says, "Ma'ayim ul'achamisa." Do you mind closing the door over there? Thanks. The Hotanya, and indeed, thus we learn in a Braisa. We learned this the other day, that if you say that the get should take effect, it's a get, but it's not a get, meaning that it's a suffix get, which we learned then, therefore, that if a guy dies, the guy has children, and there are brothers, then she needs chalitza, but not yibum, as usual. Rebbe Yom, because they're get, whereas Rebbe says, in that case, it is a get. So that's the machlokas. Nothing to do with almanach and me'ashav. Which, by the way, so far, then that would mean that we don't have an opinion that Rav Yehuda the Amorda would be going according to. In that case, we would say that Rav Yehuda's opinion has been schlugged up.
Yeah. Everybody agrees. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And in fact, the halacha is in fact a Ravuna. So that's the next piece. So now we have to ask. We haven't really slugged them up per se. All we're saying is we have a machloek amiroyim within. We know that Rebbe and the Chachamim argue. What are they arguing about? Rav Yehuda is saying they're arguing about amanach being me'achshav or not. Rav Yochanan is saying they're arguing about me'ayoyim ul'achamisa. So fine, we haven't really slugged up Rabbi Yehuda per se. Rabbi Yehuda is entitled to have his opinion about what Rebbe and the Chachamim mean as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. But now the question is, well, Rabbi Yehuda, Dalam Ba'amanach Pligi. Fine, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying that, there's no question, we have a Braisa that says, we just quoted a Braisa that says that Rebbe and the Chachamim are arguing on Mehayom Al-Achamizah. They're arguing on that point. So, well, Rabbi Yehuda, Dalam Ba'amanach Pligi. Now then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda is saying that they're arguing on the situation of almanach, if you say almanach is considered that you mean it to take effect as of me'achshav, as of now, or only when the tanai is fulfilled, if you're going to say that, adam misa gibi me'hayom la'acham misa, lusa gibi almanach, in that case, why do we have a braisa where the Chachamim and Rebbe are arguing on the case of me'hayom la'acham misa, lusa gibi almanach, let the Braisa better present their machloikas as being according to Rabbi Yehuda, again, that they're arguing on both points, on almanach and on mehayyom, and on mehayyom al-achamisa. Let the Braisa present their argument in the case of almanach, and we'll say if they're arguing on almanach, how much more so they're arguing on mehayyom al-achamisa. If in the case of almanach, If in the case of almanach, remember, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, when I said before that the get only starts taking effect when the 200 zuz is delivered, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I went according to the Chachamim. I know Rebbe disagrees with that, fine, but I'm entitled to pick my sides among the Tanayim. Well, what does that mean? It means that, therefore, so if you had a get that was given with almanach, you're taking the name of Feinzuz, and then the guy dies, according to the Chachamim, it's a possible get. Because she never had a chance. First of all, because she said li, but even if she said miyoshai, never mind that. The point still remains. And yet, la'achamisa, the get is not able to take effect, which it only takes effect via the 200 zuz, and that's only after he dies. but therefore according to the Rabbanon it's possible. Rabbi Huda, who's saying, if the Rabbanon disagree, if the Rabbanon hold that such a thing is impossible to get, how much more so if the guy says, according to the Chachamim, it will be impossible to get. Because he mentioned la'acha misa, and there's more reason to suppose that la'acha misa means exactly what it sounds like, that it'll only take effect after the misa, and therefore ain't get la'acha misa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we have a braisa that says only in the case mehayom la'acha misa is it a machloekis get ve'ena get or chazeh get? Why not instead present the machloekis about the case of amanat, and from that we would automatically understand for sure, of course, the chachamim also possible it in the case of mehayom la'acha misa.
What's the
Chazal
with the wife?
Giving
you get that
becomes
effective from the moment he dies. It's not the same idea.
So, I mean, you can't take effect the moment he dies, so then get lachamisa. It would have to take effect right before he dies.
Before the wife dies.
Oh, before the, then she doesn't need a get.
I know a case where a wife wanted a get, even after she's dead, she will be able to accept it.
Okay, I don't know, but the Pasha again can't take effect after she's dead either. I don't know.
She's going to have to get it out before she dies. She just wants to die with divorce.
Okay, so this discusses a bit over here the relationship of these two things of Amanas versus Mahayom al-Achamisa. Not necessarily is it so simple to say that once you knew one, you could deduce the other one. Anyway, the answer is La'idiyach HaKhoicha D'Rebbe. Yes, but the reason why the Braisa says it in the case of Mahayom al-Achamisa is because it wants to tell us how far Rebbe goes in saying that it's a valid yet, even in Mahayom al-Achamisa. How much more so in Amanah? Question is,
Mahayom al-Achamisa should be more than Amanah.
That's the point. Rebbe is saying, even Mahayom al-Achamisa, even though it sounds equivocal, we will assume that it's one whole Tanai rather than changing his mind. Mahayom al-Achamisa means, at the time of the Mitzvah, I want, but now the Tanai is fulfilled, and therefore it takes effect retroactively to when I gave the get, Mahayom. How much more? For sure, he would also hold by almanach that in the case of the 200 zuz, for example, that if I get almanach shekidnei mafayim zuz, that it'll take effect.
Almanach is a little weaker than aliyom lachamisa, but almanach is stronger.
Almanach is stronger.
Fine.
Because
almanach,
is it almanach? There's no reason because almanach there's no reason to say that. Not there's no reason. According to Rabbi Huda, again, they're arguing in two cases. They're arguing in Amanas and they're arguing in Ayyom al-Achamisa. Fine, but Amanas means this is going to happen on condition that. Bechura, it seems much more logical to say that means when this happens, then this thing will retroactively have been in effect all along. As opposed to Ayyom al-Achamisa, which sounds more equivocal. Yeah. So that's the thing. We're only mentioning the case of Mahayom al-Achamisa to tell us how far Rebbe is going at being maple and saying that it's a valid get. Okay, then the question is, fine, by that same logic, present the machloekis in the case of Amanas and show us how far the Rabbanon are going. And the famous answer, in the other direction. The answer is, that the famous answer, koyach de'atayra odisla. Mendel, we'll first try to learn over here, please. The koyach of the heter is stronger. Meaning, if you have a braisa, or a mishnah for that matter, that has to present the how far one mandama goes in his opinion and versus how far the other one goes in his opinion, we would rather present how far the one with mekel goes in his opinion. Why? Rashi explains in Beisa, because the Gemara uses a similar expression. Yeah, we talked about this before. Because if a person is machmir, doesn't necessarily mean that he definitively holds that way. He has a suffix, so you got to be machmir beside a suffix. If you see that he's mekel, please close the door. If you see that he's mekel, then you know he's really certain about his opinion. So therefore, by saying Rebbe is mekel, even in the case of Mahayom al-Achamisa, means that he's certain of his opinion. And therefore, we'd rather present it that way and understand from that he'll hold the same thing by Almanach.
If could be hold by Almanach and not hold by Yom
Ha'amisa? Well, I mean, what we're saying at this point is What we're saying at this point is they do argue in both. The Rabbanan and Rebbe, according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, Rebbe and the Rabbanan are arguing on both cases. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody agrees by Amanah. They only disagree by Mehayyom Al-Achamitha. And the Mishnah continued Amanah Shikitim in the Kanbab Shloshim. And Kolo, the next case had been where he gives a time limit for the Tanai. If you don't give me the 200 zuz within 30 days, so if she gives it to him after 30 days, then it's no good. So the question is Shita. And the answer is Ma'od Tema Kpeda La Kpeda. You could say that maybe the fact that he's being particular and mentioning 30 days, maybe he's not really meaning to be so particular, although Zahar Zakasi, maybe he's just saying 30 days in order to hurry it up, because he doesn't want to sort of drag it out for ages, but he doesn't mind really getting it after 30 days also. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. He said 30 days, we've got to take him at his word, so after 30 days, and the Tanai is no good. No, it's not that we're saying it's not 30 days, but you would think. But ultimately, what he wants is the 200 good. So he got it after 30 days. Big deal. At least he got it. But that's the chiddush is we don't say that. Next. Omer of Shimon on the Amaisa of Sidon. Cholov, he said there was a case in Sidon about the guy with his Ipsilis. He wanted his ears to get on condition he bring me his Ipsilis. The Ipsilis got lost. The Chacham said she can pay him the money. My Tana, the Katani Maisa, what was previously taught in the Mishnah that all of a sudden we have this Maisa, it doesn't seem to fit with what we were talking about before. This is Chsuri Mechzer, the Mishnah is missing words, Vahafi Katani. It means to say like this. In the Tanakhama starts by saying, Im Omalam Anasya Kitna Leis Polisi, if he's saying that you give me, that healed you get on condition that you give me my Ispolis, but of the Ispolis, and then his Ispolis got lost. Then the Chachamim say, Ispolisi Davka Kamalah. We have to say, somewhat similar to the 30 days thing, he meant the actual Ispolis, no Ispolis, no death. But also, Rav Shimon Gamliel, then comes Rav Shimon Gamliel saying that no, just give him the money, and that's the equivalent. So the case that he's bringing is to support his opinion, which is implicit. It's implicit in the Mishnah that he and the Chachamim are disagreeing on it. Now, why do we have to assume the Mishnah is missing words? Why don't we just say that everybody would agree with the case of Shimon Gamliel is saying? So Tosfos says they must have had a Kabbalah that Shimon Gamliel and the Chacham are arguing. And in fact, Gemara is going to talk about tomorrow that there's a general rule. Rabbi Yochanan says a general rule that the halacha is usually like Shimon Gamliel throughout the Mishnayot, except for three cases. This is one of the three cases. Implying, therefore, that they had a Kabbalah, but he's actually arguing with the Chachamim. Various other Rishonim talk about other ways in which the Gemara knows that there's a Machlokas. One of them being that if he was saying something that everybody would agree with, as the Ritva I think says it, then the Mishnah would have started by presenting the case of the Ipsilis and then say Omer of Shimon Gamliel such and such. The fact that it starts up Omer of Shimon Gamliel implies that he's trying to support something that he previously said, which the Chachamim are disagreeing with. What happens? The husband says, here's your guest on condition of 200 zuz. But then he changes his mind and he says, you know what? I forgive you the 200 zuz. I don't need it after all. Now, what would be the din? Do we say now? Obviously, if he made a tnai at the time of the get, once the tnai was made at the time of the giving the get, you can't be mevatelet. The tnai has to be fulfilled somehow for the get to take effect. The question is
not mevatelet.
Well, the question, right? Because I mean,
the one who made the tnai has to be fulfilled. He cannot mevatelet.
Because it was said at the time that the get was given, so no. However, what you could do is you could consider as though the tnai has been fulfilled. When he says, you know what, never mind the 200 zuz, that could be the equivalent of saying, you know what, I'll consider it as though I've received the 200 zuz. I'll consider it as though the tnai has been miskayim. Do you have the ability to do that?
In other words, this is going to be from that once you give a tnai, it's not retractable, even though it's not fulfilled.
Right. Because the get was given with the tanai. Yeah, the get was given with the tanai. So therefore, it's pending it's pending taking effect until the T'nai is fulfilled. If the T'nai never gets fulfilled, you were Meichel, it's very nice. But the T'nai, the fact is, the T'nai hasn't been fulfilled, and the get's validity depends on it. So
the
only...
Do you think they get to give it
again? Maybe. I don't know.
It's what?
Could you take the get back from her and then give it to her again without the tithe?
No.
I think maybe you can, actually. No. Because here we're talking about that he gave her the get already and now it's not available anymore, or whatever.
So before giving it, he came, once the get has been given, can you take it back?
No, but if Lechura, if he gave it to her with the T'nai and the T'nai hasn't yet been fulfilled, so that and the T'nai, let's say the T'nai may never be fulfilled because now he's saying I'm Moichel it, yeah, maybe he would be able to take it back and then give it to her again.
You can take the get back and not the T'nai? So,
because I don't know for sure that that's the case. I would have to look in Shulchan Aruch. But if that's the case, the difference would be that when the get is given with the T'nai, if the T'nai never gets fulfilled, it's a possible get, right? Well, therefore, him giving it to her has it's a get bustle, whatever. That, therefore, him giving it to her has no effect. So therefore, he might as well take it back and give it to her.
So then you shouldn't be able to take the T'nai also, then?
No, because the get's already been given. Once the get has been given already, and it's in, once the get has been given, but that doesn't, okay, you know what, think of it this way, you have the case, for example, right, I'm putting your get on the ground, take it, it gets in her possession, but it was not validly given to her, right, what can you do, fine, in that case, you take it back from her, and you give it to her properly. That's you giving the actual get again, so fine. But if in this case, it's depending on a T'nai, you gave her the get, there was a T'nai involved, the T'nai never gets fulfilled, therefore, there would have to be another giving of the get in order for it to be valid. Now, maybe not. It may even be that this get is possible and that's that. I don't really know, but that's not directly relevant to our sugya, but I'll have to look it up. Anyway, so like this, can he say mechulin loch, that you know what, I'm mechul you the 200 zuz, and therefore I'll consider it that the T'nai has been fulfilled. Now, Mo, Tiboy Lit Abonin, Tiboy Lit Shimon Gamil. You can ask the question according to the Rabbanan. You can also ask it according to Rav Shimon Gamil in the case of the Itzalu. Tiboy Lit Abonin, because Adkan Lechame Rabbanan Hasim Ela Blei Achla Gaba. The Rabbanan are being particular that you have to give the Itzalu and nothing else because he wasn't Mochel. He said, I want the Itzalu.
Nothing happens with
that. And nothing, so nothing happens about that. Abba Ha Ha. Here he's saying, I'm Mochel. Maybe that's different. Oy Jilma. Or maybe the other way around. After Reb Shimon Gamliel, like on my elder, become a feisel levy dummy. Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying, fine, you can give the money instead of the itzalit, but at least you're giving him the value of it. He is actually getting the value of the itzalit. Aval gamri loy, but you can't get away with nothing, maybe. Okay. So omalei. So what's the din? Reb Asi is asking Reb Yechanan. Reb Yechanan tells him, ainu megurashes. In that case, she would not be megurash. You can't be mochel the t'nai like that. Okay. Asi. Okay. He asked him a question, a speeder from a case. Close the door after you, please. Yeah, not bad. Thank you. Okay, we learned a case in the Dorim. Ha'im al-Chaveira, koinem sha'atan nanali, im iyatan noisim l'bni, kurach ha'chokhitin, u'shtei chob yisroyayin. One person says to another, I'm making a koinem, I'm making a neder that your stuff will be also to me, sha'atan nanali, that my stuff will be also to you, you will not be allowed to have enough of me. Im iyatan noisim l'bni, kurach ha'chokhitin, u'shtei chob yisroyayin. If you don't give my son one quart of wheat and two barrels of wine, what happens? Then you're not allowed to have enough of me unless you do that. Reb Meir Oyma also actually gets in, so Reb Meir says, fine, he's also to have ana until he actually gives that. That's actually a case, you don't even need a chacham to be master such a neder. You can be master it on your own. And boy, because you can say, Harein Kilu is Kabalti. You know what, fine, I'll consider it as if I received it. So you see, therefore, that you can be mochel on such a t'nai and consider it as though you received it. Yeah, that's the question. It's Hochi Hashta. So the Gemara answers that. Rabbi Yochanan, the pastor, is answering that. How can you compare? In the case of the get, why is he asking for the 200 zuz? Because he wants, or the itzkelis, as the case may be, because he wants to be mitzarehu, he wants to cause her trouble, to have to come up with 200 zuz, or to have to go find his itzkelis. And the fact is, by being moichel, by saying, you know what, never mind the 200 zuz, he hasn't caused her the tzar, therefore he hasn't caused what he was after with the t'nai in the first place. Hacha mishum harvachahu, and therefore you could argue that in that case he doesn't have the ability to take to be mochel on the tonight. Hacha. And it's like a talus, a cloak or something. Hacha mishum harvachahu. In the case of the neder, it's a matter of that he wants to, he needs it for his son. He needs this wine and wheat and whatever for his son. And in the end, he winds up not needing it. You could argue that's not, it's not really the same thing. Another case, similar case, Havu Gavra de Amale La'arize, there was a person who said to his oris, his sharecropper, who takes care of the fields, plants them, plows, whatever, and gets a percentage of the crops. He says to him, Kula alma dolat klas dalvas of Achle Riva. Everybody else waters the field three times a year, and in return for that, for that and the rest of the work they do, they usually get one quarter of the Torah. Let's make a deal. Af doli abav achol tilsa. You water it four times a year instead, four times during the season, and I'll give you one third of the crop.
So three times.
Instead of three times watering one quarter, you'll do four times watering. You'll get one third. You'll get a third. Yeah, you'll get more. Okay. Well, sorry for Osam Mitra. What happened was in the end it rained at the time when one of these waterings had to be done. So therefore, the guy doesn't end up having to do the watering. Amar of Yosef. So the question is he entitled? He did three. When it came time to the fourth, for the fourth one, it rained.
Does he
get paid as if he did four or not? That's the question. Rabba Amar Holei is doing it. Amar of Yosef Holei Dola. So Rabbi Yosef says, look, after all, he didn't do the fourth watering. Therefore, the Tanai is not the Tanai. We go back to the usual thing. He got the quarter. Rabba Amar Holei is doing it. Whereas Rabba says, okay, but on the other hand, he didn't need it. So the question becomes, Lamer of Yosef Damakar Abanan and Rabba Damakar of Shimon Gamliel. Does that mean that we have, they're having the same achlokas as the Abanan and Shimon Gamliel about the Hitzelis? How could you think that? We know that the rule is, the halacha is like Rabba. In general, that's true. Whenever Rabba and Rabbi Yosef argue, most of the time, the halacha is like Rabba. And Tosfos points out, this is a general rule throughout most of Shas. That, in this case, we would say that he doesn't need, but we also know that halacha is not like the Rishim Gamliel in our Mishnah about the Yitzchak. So if you were to say that Rabba holds like the Rishim Gamliel, then you have a problem. Is the halacha like Rabba, as it usually is, or is the halacha like the Rishim Gamliel, where we know in this case it's not? No, we have to say then that both Rabba and Rabbi Yosef are arguing within the Rabbanan's opinion. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef Kirabanan. Rabbi Yosef goes straight out like the Rabbanan. You need the Itzel. You need the Itzelis. You didn't give the Itzelis, and nothing new. You can't substitute it for money the same way this artist can't say the rain came, therefore that makes up for the fourth watering. The Rabba Amalach, whereas Rabba will say to you, no, even within the Rabbanan, I'm not the Amri Apul Rabbanan. What I'm holding can even be according to the Rabbanan. Ad kan the Kamer Rabbanan Hasim Elo the Tzura Kamachavin. Again, the reason why the Rabbanan are saying in our Mishnah over here that Davka has to be the Itzelis and nothing else is because he wants to cause her tzai. It's not just he wants the Itzelis, otherwise he could just take the money and go buy another one. The Rabbanan are assuming he Davka wants to cause her tzai. He Davka wants to cause her the trouble of having to go find the Itzelis. And therefore that no Itzelis, no yet. But again, over here it's just he wants the field to be watered extra so that it'll produce better crops. And the fact is, in this case, it wasn't necessary because it rained. So therefore, therefore even the Rabbanan might hold that that's good enough, that rain can well serve. It's not like he Davka needed, you know, it's not like he Davka needed the guy to go to the trouble of watering it four times. He wanted four waterings, he wanted the equivalent of four waterings, and he had four, yeah, because of the four. As opposed to where he really wants the Itzelis in order to Latsura, yeah.
Make a difference. Condition is you have to water